I have four in acting movies that I love. And these are like my basics, because I think that you cannot imagine these movies
okay.
with anyone else,
so,
you know?
So what are they? What are the four?
I love Jenna Rowlands in A Woman Under the Influence.
Oh, Cassavetes movie. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's a great
movie. Amazing.
You can't.
He's
no amazing. One else can do that role.
No one else. Can you imagine someone else?
No,
no. No one else can do that role like her. I mean, once you see this movie, you cannot sing in anything else. You cannot sing in any actor to do that. It's just her.
It is an amazing performance.
Know?
And also, the fact that she, you know, was married to Cassavetes directing it. Like, there's no way that any other pairing could have done that. Like, that is just, that
of
movie
course.
Was made for that exact pairing. You know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. It's that kind of movie that you see, and you cannot imagine this movie mm-hmm. without her or without him. And that's magic, because sometimes you can see movies, you like them a lot, and you like also the acting work, but you can imagine it with some other persons or people, you know? And in this case, it's just magic. You are like, oh my God, that's beautiful. Even you try to do it in the mirror and it's fucked up.
Yeah, 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 exactly. All right, so what are the other three? That was what you said, there were four, right?
I loved, actually I have a lot, but I'm going to tell you some ones. I love Holly Hunter, piano.
Oh my God, Jane Campion, right?
Crazy! She's so good there.
Oh,
I mean, she speaks no words, and she's amazing. I mean, I can understand her a lot, and she's just mute all the movie, and it's amazing. And I also like a lot Isabelle Huppert in The Piano Teacher,
mm-hmm.
because that kind of dark roles, like, you know, full of, they are like really contradictory.
Yeah.
You know, like not easy to read. She's so good doing that. She's so good. And you don't know how you feel like you understand her. And it's crazy because you cannot really understand the role, but you can somehow feel like, oh, I understand her and she's fucking crazy. So it's amazing. And I don't know, someone else. Oh, the one I love is Emily Watson in Breaking the Waves.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's Lars von Trier, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm with you. On all these you're naming, I'm like, man, these are just iconic roles, man. And you're right.
And
no one else can do it.
And no one else can do it. Oh, have you seen Emily Watson in this film?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Talking to this crazy god. And at the same time, you are thinking, she's right. How can that be possible?
Yeah.
It's like, why am I saying she's right? She's obviously not right.
Right.
But even at the end of the film, it's like, fuck, she's right.
She convinces
you. She was
right. Yeah.
She convinces you. And she does that because of the acting. It's the acting, because it's very easy
right.
to do this kind of role and just fail. It's very easy. And it's very difficult to do this kind of roles and look at them and think, oh my God, she's doing this and it seems so easy. It seems so easy to do this and it's super difficult. So I don't know. But this kind of acting movies, it's like no one else can do that. And
well,
that's magic.
Maybe we will be saying, and for many years to come, we will be saying the same thing about Lea Costa in Victoria. No one else can do that role.
Oh, my God. If I'm like 90 years old and I have my, you know, my, like my, how do you say that, my grandchildren?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm with my grandchildren and some kind of journalist is starting to say this, I will think, okay, now I can die happily, you know, because that's magic. And then it's like, but you know, to know this kind of thing, you need time, you need years
right.
in between, because it's nothing you can say, I can say, or someone can say, something
right.
that the time says, and you don't know never if it's going to work or not.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
That's nice, too.
Well, you never know, you know, maybe when you're 90, I think we're about the same age. I just turned 31 like a couple weeks ago, so maybe.
Yeah, so we have still like 50 years.
Yeah, well, we'll call you up and interview you again when we're both 90, and we'll see.
Let's do that. Promise it.
It is a promise. All right, it's a deal. If we're both, hopefully, we're both still around.
Okay, great. I'm gonna say Jeff that. I'm gonna say him. You have to arrange an appointment for us. In 60 years.
It might not be over the phone. God, we might be able to teleport or do a hologram interview. I don't know what it will be.
That's going to be cool. Yeah, let's do that.